David Aldis. David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Oh, it is so good to get your company here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast. And what we have for you today is utterly amazing. We're going to continue with our series, Being Like Christ. And we're at part 15 today, and we take a look at Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 28 and 29. Actually, one of my favorite scriptures in the entire Bible. I know I say that a lot, but I really do mean it about this. We got some worship from Amy Grant, and not only Amy Grant, but Twyla Paris. And a little bit of news about tomorrow's podcast. We're going to be breaking bread once again. And when we break bread on the podcast, as we did last Friday, what we do, actually, is to bring you three songs and not two. So the program is extended somewhat. As I've said, it's great to get your company. If you'd like to send us an email, we'd love to hear from you. It's studio at worshipradio247.org. That's studio at worshipradio247.org. It would be great to hear from you, whatever it is. If you'd like a piece of worship played for you, if you would like us to pray for you, we'd love to do that as well. But right now, let's worship God in spirit and in truth. And as promised, this is Amy Grant and My Jesus, I Love Thee. Oh, I haven't played this in an age. I love this song. Welcome to the program.
My Savior art thou, if ever.
That is Amy Grant here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast. And it's called My Jesus, I Love Thee, coming next. Being Like Christ, and part 15, Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 28 and 29. That is what I'm going to bring you. I pray God's richest blessing on you as you worship Him in spirit and in truth, and you listen to His word. We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshipping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, part 15 of our current series, Being Like Christ. And today, we turn our attention to Romans. And the 8th chapter and verse 28 and 29. Romans, the 8th chapter and verses 28 and 29. Incidentally, if you're listening to this on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, you can also listen to these messages on our podcast service, which is at podbean.com. All you've got to do is search for Worship Radio 247 and you will find them there. There's actually a huge resource of messages there. We have over 790 messages there now. Romans 8 then, and the 28th verse, it says this. It's famous, this verse. Famous. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purposes for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Let's look first at verse 28. You know, lots of people quote this scripture, but then they misquote it. They say, and we know that God works together for the good of those who love the Lord. And then they stop there. It's almost like they stuff in a full stop. That is not what the verse says. The verse says this, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and, there's an and in there, are called according to his purpose for them. So let's look through this. The word causes, I love. And we know that God causes everything to work to good. Everything working together. You see, when a disaster happens in your life, anything that happens in your life that is not particularly good, often people will say, well, yeah, well, God's done that and he's allowed that to happen. And he's going to allow that to happen because it will turn out to be good. It'll turn out to be wonderful because we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. Well, I love God, so therefore everything's fine. But the verse continues and says, everything works together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. In other words, beloved, for God to make things happen in your life, for God to be able to work together to allow disasters to become necessary, for disasters to become real, for disasters to become joyful, whatever it is you want to say. For God to allow that to happen so that we know that the disaster that happened will be for our good in the end, we need to be called according to his purposes. We need to be called by God. Now I can hear you saying to me, but David, I haven't been called. David, I haven't been called. Really, I don't know what my calling is. I don't know what God's calling on my life is. Well, why are you concerned about it? I'll tell you why. If you have not got your eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and you have agreed that his will be done in your life, then you are not called. You haven't been called. And I'll tell you why you haven't been called. Because if your eyes are off the Lord and you're off doing your own thing, how can you possibly know what God wants for your life? The only way you're going to know what God Almighty wants for your life is for you to keep your eyes well and truly fixed on him. And I sound like a broken record, I know, because I say this all the time. Most of the issues that we have is because we have taken our eyes off our Father. I want you to imagine, if you're a little child, let's say you're 3 years old, and you're walking along the road with your daddy, and your daddy's got you by the hand, and suddenly you want to take your hand away from your daddy's because you want to run off. What does your father do? Well, actually, it depends where you are, but if you're on a busy road, he's going to be running after you immediately, and he's going to grab hold of your hand, and he's going to say to you, don't you dare do that again, and you're going to feel told off. That is because your father wants to make sure you're safe. It's not because he doesn't want you to have fun. It's because he wants to make sure you are safe. And as you walk along the road with your father, you are safe as long as you do one thing, and that is to keep hold of his hand. Then you know you're safe. And as we live our lives, if we take our eyes off God and we run off in a different direction, depending on where it is and what is going on, I know the Lord will run after us and grab us by the hand and stop us from getting into danger. Only if we've made the decision that he is actually our Heavenly Father and our eyes are focused on him. Although we've run away, we're still looking to find Daddy. But if you make the decision that you don't even want to look for him and you want to go off on your own way, then do that. And the Lord will let you do so much. And then he's there. You see, he loves you that much. But to be called according to the purposes of God, you can only do that when your eyes are transfixed on him and you are saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I trust in you. And if you can say that you love the Lord and you trust in him, know this. You are called according to his purpose. And he's going to let you know exactly what that calling is and what you must do for him, what he would love you to do for him. For a long, long time in my life, beloved, I took my eyes off the King of Kings. And I went my own way. And I decided I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do that, and I wanted to get into that, and I wanted to see this. And I know that God doesn't want me to do that, so I'm taking my eyes off you, Lord, and I'm going to do what I need to do. You know, when I was a kid, all my friends, so-called friends, were all getting into drugs. And I didn't want to be left out, so I decided that I was going to get into drugs as well. So I can remember on a number of occasions knocking on someone's door and saying, oh, do you have some drugs? And they would always say to me, we've just run out. We haven't got any left. We don't have any drugs left at all. So I could never buy any. Consequently, I could never get into drugs. And I know what it was. Someone once said to me that I'm like a mouse with a long tail. And my Heavenly Father has placed his finger well and truly on the end of my tail. And all I can do is go around in circles, round and round and round. But I cannot get out of that circle, because my Heavenly Father has protected me. And now I know what he has called me to do. And I do that every single day as often as I can. Whenever I go to a church, I preach God's love, because that is what he has asked me to do. So therefore, when disaster hits in my life and in my personal life, I know that everything works for the good for me who loves Jesus. And the verse continues to say, and is called according to his purposes for my life. Beloved, I want you to make a decision today that you are going to be called according to his purpose, by declaring that you love him and by declaring that you are going to keep your eyes truly fixed upon him and not deviate to the left or the right. Will you do that? If you do, I can promise you, I can absolutely guarantee that this verse will always work for you. I'm sorry I haven't even got to verse 29, but verse 28 is so important that I needed to focus on that. Will you say those words with me? If your answer is yes, then just repeat these words and say them with your heart. And if you can, say them out loud. Just say this. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. I ask you now to forgive me. I ask you in Jesus' name to pardon me of my wrongdoing. From today, Lord God, I will keep my eyes fixed upon you, and I ask you in Jesus' name to reveal my calling, that which you would have me do for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Amen and amen. You can say amen now, beloved. For now, your eyes are going to be fixed on him. You will know God's calling upon your life, and you will know from now that everything that happens in your life, everything, is for his purpose, because you have been called according to his purpose, and everything is going to work for together for the good. The good of you, because you love him and you adore him. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Oh, I pray in Jesus' name that you were blessed by that message. We would love to hear from you. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. But right now, here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast, this is Twyla Paris, and it's called God is in Control.
This is no time for fear. This is a time for faith and determination. Don't lose the vision here. Carried away by emotion. Hold on to all that you hide in your heart. 'Cause there is one thing that has always been true. It holds the world together.
fabulous. That is Twyla Paris and God is in control. And I will tell you this, we're a little bit shorter than usual today, so I am going to bring you one more song. Oh, and I'm looking forward to this one. You know I love this one so, so much. Oh, wonderful. Twyla Paris there. And God is in control. But here comes Michael W. Smith. And Luisa Campagna. Oh, this is a phenomenal song. It's called Waymaker.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
This is amazing. Michael W. Smith there and Waymaker. Thank you so much for being with us today. And don't forget, on tomorrow's podcast, I'll bring you part 16 of Being Like Christ. And not only that, we'll be breaking bread as well. That is all to come on tomorrow's broadcast.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for joining us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you peace. Bye-bye.